Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Federal forecasters increased their estimate for U.S. farm income this year by 9% to $131 billion as bumper corn and soybean harvests helped farmers offset lower prices for their crops. Net farm income will rise 15%. From $113.8 billion last year to the highest level on an inflation-adjusted basis since 1973, that to $120.6 billion. But economists warn that farm income likely will soften next year because of a steep drop in the prices of corn, soybeans, and wheat that will carry into 2014 and squeeze farmers' profits. Hormel Foods' fiscal fourth quarter profit grew 19% as the company benefited from its recent acquisition of Skippy and earnings gains at its turkey and refrigerated foods units. For the quarter that ended on October the 27th, Hormel reported a profit of $157.3 million, that's 58 cents a share, up from $132.6 million, or 49 cents a share a year earlier. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 235,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. Of that total, 180,000 is for delivery during the 13-14 marketing year, and the remaining 55,000 is for delivery during the 14-15 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 16,066, up 6 points. The NASDAQ, 34.56, up 8 3/4. The S&P 500, 1804, and it is up 2 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Precipitation across the Midwest over the coming week is not likely to be very significant, at least not through the weekend. We'll expect to see only some sporadic light precipitation occurring across parts of the Great Lakes region, and that will likely accumulate in the form of snow across some of the region downwind from Lake Michigan and Lake Erie. Otherwise, I think we'll probably not see a lot of precipitation in the region, and our temperatures will gradually rebound from the very cool conditions that we've got out there at the moment. We're expecting to see the afternoon temperatures today held mostly in the 20s and 30s across the Midwest. Tomorrow afternoon will be a very similar day, but maybe a tad bit warmer in areas like Kansas over into parts of the lower Ohio River Valley, where some lower 40s may evolve. And then our afternoon temperatures Friday will be again in the upper 20s and 30s in the northern portions of the Midwest, while 30s and 40s impact the south. After that, we'll probably see a rather persistent temperature pattern with little new change expected as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week. With that said, though, there will be an increase in storminess to our northwest, and as that starts to occur, there will be some of a drawing of warmer air into the region from the south. That will likely take place in the early part of next week. Once that moisture and the warmth starts to flow northward into the region, we'll be setting the stage for our next storm system of size, which may evolve as we get into the second half of next week. The timing of that event and its significance continues to be up for debate, and we'll watch it real closely as we go through these next few days. In the meantime, certainly looks as though our low temperatures at night are going to be on the cool side. A lot of teens out there tonight and some lower 20s. Low temperatures on Friday morning will be mostly teens and 20s. 20s again. 20s will become more common over the weekend, but we'll still have some teens in the northwestern areas. As far as significant precipitation is concerned, there will not be any through the weekend. There was some snow of significance that occurred last night across some of the easternmost portions of the Midwest, with Ohio picking up on some 1 to 5 and local 7-inch totals. Most of that snow was part of the nor'easter that's working its way up the Atlantic coast this morning. We'll likely see that storm system become a raging blizzard in portions of southeastern Canada over the course of the holiday. We'll watch that real closely, but as far as impact on the U.S., it's not likely to be very significant. In the meantime, we're melting snow in the U.S. southwest plains in hard red winter wheat country, where significant accumulations occurred earlier this week. The snow will be perfectly melting in a slow enough pace that the moisture will actually seep into the ground, improving root and tiller conditions across some of that region from Texas into parts of southeastern Colorado and southwestern Kansas. Crops are still awake enough that they'll be able to benefit from the moisture with a little bit of improved root and tiller development possible. Most other areas in the U.S. will see a similar drier biased pattern coming up over the next week. We will expect a huge increase in precipitation across some of Canada's crop country, where another raging blizzard could evolve as we get into the end of this weekend and early next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 705 and three quarters, up 1.5. Soft December, 649 and a half, up 3. December corn is 419 and a half. First day notice, by the way, on that is on Friday. July is 441 and a half, up 1.5. January soybeans, 1337 and a half, up 8.25. July, 1287 and three quarters, up 3. December soybean meal, 457.10, up 690. December soybean oil, 4013, down 22. December live cattle, 131.95, unchanged. January feeders, 164.32 and a half, down 5 cents. And December lean hogs are 85.87 and a half, and they're up 25. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Yeah, 15, 16 degrees over here. How about you?
Yeah, it's about the same, and we're maybe going to get up to freezing today. We're cautiously optimistic, but maybe this will be the cold day of the week.
If anybody had anything to harvest left, well,
yeah,
it's cold out there.
Yep. One of the things that we did notice as far as the grain movement around here is that any harvesting that's still going on, a lot of that stuff's the stuff that's moving to town. It's not been corn that's been taking place. So it sounds like maybe some guys are starting to get a little bit filled up. Only a couple percent left to do. The movement's slowing down a little bit.
No, I just turn our attention to the board.
Yep.
It has been quite the week thus far for soybeans. The numbers that we were talking about and kicking around last week have now happened. Mm-hmm. The January beans at 41 for a high today. The question I would have for you is how much more up? And it's a short week. It's a seasonal. We did get a great sale of soybeans this morning. How mm-hmm. much do we trust this rally for potential further upside in the early of next week?
You know, arguably, I like the market valuation, especially based on the way the meal is performed. But I think meal is going to be your determining factor. Taking beans to 1341 is critical. You might be able to squeeze out 1350. But in all fairness, what we've been saying is anything above $13 is really fair game here. We don't see a really big runaway type upside market. So rewarding this market, and if you have to defend a sale with a call, you know, so be it. But realistically, these are really good value levels, and we think they should be rewarded.
So reward the market before you go and eat some turkey on Thursday.
Yes, and historically, you know, today's a really historically big odds on favorite for an up day.
Yep.
And Friday is pretty close behind it. But here again, once you do this, once you get past the first hurdle, what are you going to do for an encore? What are you going to do for the value add? And that's going to put the burden of responsibility on the meal market once again, and that's going to be really, really tough.
Let's turn our attention to corn. What about there?
The corn market has really underperformed our expectations, but I think realistically, if you look at the charts technically and you look at the basis levels in the countryside, the market's got a reasonable value level, and it's probably going to stand in here for the foreseeable future. Appreciable upside, you know, 10 or 15 cents upside, would probably get it, but you'd probably then begin to experience some basis weakness. So all things considered, I think corn's kind of range-bound. If we were to get something really constructive, I think it would be sparked by something new in the wheat market. The wheat market's starting to stand in. We've got much more competitive against the world market. We haven't got a lot of business there, but if we did get some more world business, I think that would spur the market into a little bit more of an incline in price.
If the wheat market were to do what you said, we might see a little bit better than 435.
Yeah, I think that would, if the wheat would do something, the corn would come along pretty easily.
If not, then sideways to the end of the year between 410 and 435?
Yes, and then we wait and see what kind of farmer movement we get after the first of the year, because the commercial side of the equation thinks that farmers selling after the first of the year is going to be pretty impressive.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current take in the marketplace, December corn 419 and a quarter, up 3/4. July 441 and a quarter, up 1 1/4. January soybeans 1338 up now, 38 up 8 3/4. It's fluctuating. July 1286 and 3/4 up 2. December soybean meal at 457.20 up $7. And December soybean oils 4011 down 24. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.